Sean Carrier. He's a reporter based in Istanbul. Critics of Erdogan often point to what happened on May 16, 2017, as an example of how the Turkish president deals with people who oppose him. There is a disturbing video of what happened that day.
Security men guarding Turkey's President Erdogan, kicking and pummeling protesters outside the Turkish embassy in one of Washington's fanciest neighborhoods.
Tonight, Washington police are analyzing this video to identify the men who started this violent melee.
15 of the Turkish president's security guards were indicted after the incident. Most of them eventually had their charges dropped. U.S. prosecutors never said why. That's frustrating for people injured in the brawl. Murat Yasa is one of them. He's a Kurdish activist from Turkey who was there on that day protesting against Erdogan. He and a Yazidi woman he was standing next to were among the people who got roughed up pretty badly. Now he and several others are suing the Turkish government for their injuries. I asked him to take us back to the day when this all happened, just outside the residence of the Turkish ambassador in Washington.
So we were there protesting Erdogan, then all of a sudden we heard a noise. Then later I find out that Mr. Erdogan, he arrived the embassy, and then all of a sudden the Erdogan supporters and then Erdogan's bodyguards and the embassy's bodyguards, they attacked us, all of them, from left to right. Yeah, there was a woman. Her name is Lucy. So they attacked us. She fell down, and they kicked her. I tried to save her. And then all of a sudden, someone hit me behind, and I fell down. And then one after another, they were kicking. Each time I was trying to get up. One after another. Every 10 seconds, every 15 seconds, they were hitting me like the soccer players kick a ball. Then I understood that. I said, I am not going to be able to get up. And I tried to save my head with my hands.
And Murat, you said this incident has had some long-term impacts on your health and your life.
Yes, sir. It is more than a year now, and I am still seeing my neurologist, my psychiatrist. I have some damage on my head because of the kicking on my head. I have headache. I had broken tooth. Those are fixed. My headache is still, I have headache. And then I cannot sleep. So I have the medicine to sleep, to go to the sleep. The doctors says I have PS something. I have memory problem.
Are the doctors talking about PTSD? Is that
PTSD? Yes,
post-traumatic stress disorder.
Correct.
What do you do professionally, and has this episode affected your work?
Well, I have the flooring business.
Did you say flooring?
Carpeting, hardwood,
gotcha.
That kind of business. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we have to every other year take a exam to renew our license. I'm in this business 25 years, and I couldn't pass it first time in my life. Because I don't remember all those numbers. I don't remember all those information. So I lost my license on my business. And then, of course, it affect my finance too.
I've seen the video of this fight outside the Turkish embassy, like many people, and in the chaos, it's reasonable to conclude that the Washington, D.C. police didn't know who to protect after a certain point. What happened to the Yazidi woman who was attacked?
The Yazidi woman had she's still seeing her doctors too, and the therapy, and the psychiatrist too. She got the same problem I have, memory and then PTSD.
We have to say the Turkish government has denied any wrongdoing here, but you and fellow victims have filed a lawsuit in U.S. federal court against Turkey. What is the case you and your lawyer are making?
We believe that justice must be served. That's the reason we are suing them.
Have you heard anything, Mr. Yasa, from Turkish officials since you went public with your story and filed this lawsuit?
I have no connection whatsoever. I don't go to the Turkish embassy. I don't go even. I have a right to vote. I don't even go because I'm scared of my life.
How has this changed your own relationship with Turkey?
I cannot, none of my relative, I mean my wife, my daughter, my son, they used to go every year or every other year to Turkey. Since then, they cannot go. They fear because they are my wife, my children. They cannot go to Turkey. I don't want to call my relative in Turkey because I'm worried about their safeness.
Murat Yasa, one of several people suing the Turkish government over bodily harm, psychological trauma, and other counts. They say they were attacked by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's bodyguards in Washington back in 2017. Murat Yasa, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
We reached out to the Turkish embassy for comment and heard back in an email. It said Murat Yasa's claims are baseless, distort the facts, and manipulate public opinion. The whole incident, the statement said, was the result of, quote, poor planning and execution of a security plan by U.S. officials.